A， 根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片，并在答题纸上填涂相应的字母代号，每个句子念两遍。
1. Li Ming enjoys reading books when he has time. Li Ming enjoys reading books when he has time.
2. My hat was blown away because of the strong wind. My hat was blown away because of the strong wind.
3.My grandpa grows the most beautiful flowers in the neighborhood. My grandpa grows the most beautiful flowers in the neighborhood.
4. Wei Wei could hear the school bell ring as he ran towards the gate. Wei Wei could hear the school bell ring as he ran towards the gate.
5.The father told the son not to waste food at the dinner table. The father told the son not to waste food at the dinner table.
6. Johnny's broken arm made him unable to play in the basketball final. Johnny's broken arm made him unable to play in the basketball final.
B， 根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案，并在答题纸上填涂相应的字母代号。对话和问题都念两遍。
1. What can I do for you?
My bike broke down on my way to school.
Question: What is the man?
请再听一遍。
What can I do for you?
My bike broke down on my way to school.
Question: What is the man? 2. Are you finished with the newspaper, Mary?
Almost. Here, you can take the news section, and the entertainment section is in the living room.
Oh, I just want to read the sports section.
Question: Which section of the newspaper does the man want to read?
请再听一遍。
Are you finished with the newspaper, Mary?
Almost. Here, you can take the news section, and the entertainment section is in the living room.
Oh, I just want to read the sports section.
Question: Which section of the newspaper does the man want to read?
3. It's a beautiful spring day. The sun is shining, and the birds are singing. Let's go for a walk.
But it was cloudy and cold this morning.
Well, it is nice now. Check the weather report.
Question: How is the weather now?
请再听一遍。
It's a beautiful spring day. The sun is shining and the birds are singing. Let's go for a walk.
But it was cloudy and cold this morning.
Well, it is nice now. Check the weather report.
Question: How is the weather now?
4. Your voice sounds tired. Did you talk a lot today?
No, but I prepared all the food for the party yesterday.
Question: Why does the woman feel so tired?
请再听一遍。
Your voice sounds tired. Did you talk a lot today?
No, but I prepared all the food for the party yesterday.
Question: Why does the woman feel so tired?5. Have you ever seen Xiao Fang? I'm looking for her everywhere.
Yes, I have. I met her this morning at about 7:30 on the way to school.
Well, if you see her again today, will you please give her a message for me?
Of course. We'll meet in the dining room at 11:00.
Good. Please tell her that the time for the meeting this afternoon has been changed from 2:00 to 3:30.
Okay, I'll tell her when I see her.
Question: What does the man want the woman to do?
请再听一遍。
Have you ever seen Xiao Fang? I'm looking for her everywhere.
Yes, I have. I met her this morning at about 7:30 on the way to school.
Well, if you see her again today, will you please give her a message for me?
Of course. We'll meet in the dining room at 11:00.
Good. Please tell her that the time for the meeting this afternoon has been changed from 2 to 3:30.
OK. I'll tell her when I see her.
Question. What does the man want the woman to do?
Six. What can I do for you, sir?
I'm looking for some shirts for my son.
This one is $15 and that one is $25.
I'll take 2 $25 shirts.
Question. How much does the man have to pay for the shirts?
请再听一遍。
What can I do for you, sir?
I'm looking for some shirts for my son.
This one is $15 and that one is $25.
I'll take 2 $25 shirts.
Question. How much does the man have to pay for the shirts?
Seven. Where's John, Mary? Have you seen him this morning?
He's helping Jane with her Chinese lesson in the classroom.
Really? Jack is asking for him. He's forgotten Jack's birthday.
Question. What is John doing at the moment?
请再听一遍。
Where's John, Mary? Have you seen him this morning?
He's helping Jane with her Chinese lesson in the classroom.
Really? Jack is asking for him. He's forgotten Jack's birthday.
Question. What is John doing at the moment?
8. It's going to be hot tomorrow. Let's go to the beach.
OK, but we have to leave very early or we'll get caught in traffic.
Question. What is the woman most worried about?
请再听一遍。
It's going to be hot tomorrow. Let's go to the beach.
OK, but we have to leave very early or we'll get caught in traffic.
Question. What is the woman most worried about?
判断句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示，并在答题纸上填涂相应的字母代号。短文念两遍。
It was one of the last days before Christmas, and the assistants were all busy serving eager Christmas shoppers. At one counter, an old lady was choosing gloves. By the time she found what she wanted, the counter was covered with gloves of all colours and sizes. The sales girl finally took the money and said with a tired voice, "Thank you very much, madam." When she was about to turn to the next customer, the old lady suddenly cried out, "Oh, I almost forgot." "Anything else, madam?" asked the girl. "Yes," said the old lady. "I'd like to buy another pair, but I'm not quite sure about exactly what I should choose. I wonder if you could help me." "Certainly, madam," the girl replied. The old lady then went on to explain that what she was looking for was a pair of gloves for a girl of her age. She was not sure what colour to choose. The tired girl did her best to help the old lady make up her mind. At last, the chosen pair of gloves was wrapped up and paid for as well. As the girl was about to turn to the next customer, the old lady handed her the little parcel and said, "Dear, this is for you, and thank you for being so patient. I do hope you have a Merry Christmas."
请再听一遍。
It was one of the last days before Christmas, and the assistants were all busy serving eager Christmas shoppers. At one counter, an old lady was choosing gloves. By the time she found what she wanted, the counter was covered with gloves of all colours and sizes. The sales girl finally took the money and said with a tired voice, "Thank you very much, madam." When she was about to turn to the next customer, the old lady suddenly cried out, "Oh, I almost forgot." Anything else, madam? Asked the girl. Yes, said the old lady. I'd like to buy another pair, but I'm not quite sure about exactly what I should choose. I wonder if you could help me. Certainly, madam, the girl replied. The old lady then went on to explain that what she was looking for was a pair of gloves for a girl of her age. She was not sure what colour to choose. The tired girl did her best to help the old lady make up her mind. At last, the chosen pair of gloves was wrapped up and paid for as well. As the girl was about to turn to the next customer, the old lady handed her the little parcel and said, Dear, this is for you, and thank you for being so patient. I do hope you have a Merry Christmas.
D. 听对话，用听到的单词完成句子。对话念两遍。
Of all my relatives, I like my Uncle Joe the best. He's my mother's much younger brother. He was only 9 when I was born, so he's been more like a big brother to me than an uncle. He is in his mid-20s, and he is always fun to be with. He studied at a drama school in California, and then moved to New York a year ago to try his luck in the theatre. He shares an apartment with 3 other young actors, and he works as a waiter and a part-time DJ. He loves his music. It's called house music, and it's a kind of electronic dance music. When he performs his music, he goes wild, waving his arms and yelling at the crowds. He is great. I'm proud that he is my uncle. He has a great relationship with his roommates, and they are always laughing and joking together. He knows how to have fun, but he's also a caring person. I can talk to him about all kinds of problems that I could not discuss with my parents. He's very understanding of someone my age. He works hard and he plays hard. So far he hasn't got any job offer for theatrical roles, but I'm sure that one day he'll be a highly successful actor. I think he's really talented, but he says he doesn't want to be rich or famous. He just wants to prove to himself that he is a good actor.
请再听一遍。
Of all my relatives, I like my Uncle Joe the best. He's my mother's much younger brother. He was only 9 when I was born, so he's been more like a big brother to me than an uncle. He is in his mid-20s, and he is always fun to be with. He studied at a drama school in California, and then moved to New York a year ago to try his luck in the theatre. He shares an apartment with 3 other young actors, and he works as a waiter and a part-time DJ. He loves his music. It's called house music, and it's a kind of electronic dance music. When he performs his music, he goes wild, waving his arms and yelling at the crowds. He is great. I'm proud that he is my uncle. He has a great relationship with his roommates, and they are always laughing and joking together. He knows how to have fun, but he's also a caring person. I can talk to him about all kinds of problems that I could not discuss with my parents. He's very understanding of someone my age. He works hard and he plays hard. So far he hasn't got any job offer for theatrical roles, but I'm sure that one day he'll be a highly successful actor. I think he's really talented, but he says he doesn't want to be rich or famous. He just wants to prove to himself that he is a good actor.